Welcome to the Modern Marketing Today podcast. I'm your host, Lucas Hunsaker. Today, we're talking with Jenna Sindel, Senior Vice President and Managing Editor at Strategic Communications Group, about a topic that's near and not so dear to all the marketers we work with: making the most of a lean budget when expectations are high for ROI. Jenna, thanks for joining me today. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Thanks, Lucas. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about how marketers can go beyond the budget to deliver results for their organizations.
Yeah, that'll be exciting. Let's go ahead and jump into the first question. So, what are some of the most common challenges marketers are facing today?
I'm going to focus on the biggest challenge that marketers have today, which is their budgets haven't bounced back to pre-pandemic levels. In fact, they're nowhere close. Moreover, with the way that costs keep on rising, marketers' buying power is really down. This makes it really tricky for marketers. They're expected to deliver results without the budget that they need to make it happen. For example, one of the marketers that I work with doesn't have enough budget to cover all the events that they want to do. In fact, they've got enough to cover just one event and then some funding left over to cover the rest of the year. That's a really big predicament to be in for marketers.
Yeah, that does sound like a tough position to be in. Well, is there anything that marketers can do to overcome these challenges?
There are three strategies that we found at Strategic Communications Group that helps marketers really go beyond the budget to deliver results. Also, all of these three strategies are content marketing focused, and that's the one area of spend that this year's Gartner CMO Spend and Strategy Survey said marketers would likely see opportunities for a little bit of budget growth. The first strategy is to turn the assets you already have into a marketing gold mine, or as I like to call it, invest once and use again. If you look at your marketing asset library, what you're going to find is that you've got lots of assets that you've already created over the past 6 months to a year. These could be webinars, data sheets, surveys, infographics, or even podcasts. You can take all of those assets and give them a new lease on life. For example, you can create a written piece of content from the webinar recording, or you could take the infographic and turn it into something else. It's like what we're doing here. We started this idea of beyond the budget with a guide that we've now turned into an infographic and into a podcast. So that's three opportunities to connect with our target audience using just one initial investment. Another one of the strategies that I really find useful is content syndication. You can take an article that was created, say, in the last 6 to 9 months, spruce it up, make sure that the data points are still relevant, write a new introduction, share a new example or set of statistics, and really you've got a whole new thought leadership article to go back out to third parties and release it on your company's blog or recreate it as a reprint for a trade show. The message here is to go back and look into that content library, assess what's in there, and while there'll be some things that have aged out, so much of what you've already created can be used again, enabling you to connect with your target audience without tapping into the budget. My second favorite strategy is to extend the life of an event. There's nothing like a trade show to make a connection with a new prospect or capture some top-of-the-funnel leads for nurturing. The only trouble is that those trade shows are super resource-intensive, from taking sales and marketing teams out of the field for the better part of a week to eating through the budget in no time. Plus, they're usually a day or 2 days in time, and then they're over. So what if you could extend the life of that event with content marketing before it begins and long after it's over? For example, you could create some pre-show content that highlights key themes and speaking sessions. You could even do some interviews on the show floor. And you could also, after the event, use the talk tracks that were created for speakers as written content. Then you can take all of these assets in-house, from blogs to nurture stream emails, and find more ways to syndicate them on third-party platforms. Those are my top tactics for going beyond the budget to deliver results.
Thanks for sharing those insights with me and our audience, Jenna. But it seems like you have forgotten one, right?
I did. And I did it deliberately, because what I really want our audience to do is to go to Modern Marketing Today and download either the infographic or the guide, because there's so much more information on how to deliver success than I could share here today.
Well, you heard it here first. Go ahead and check out our infographic from the link below. And thank you all for joining us today for this Modern Marketing Today podcast. Head on over to www.modernmarketingtoday.com to find out just what the third strategy is that'll help marketers go beyond the budget and deliver results in 2024.